Everybody, it is Monday, 6:40 in the morning. When several years back, I went to Brazil on a mission trip, and the time of the year we went, it was summer down there, so it was really, really hot. And
you know, when you go on a mission trip, you're not supposed to go to Carnival.
I didn't.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. You didn't sneak away?
No.
Take a day off from building houses and go to Carnival?
No.
Okay.
I think that's fascinating. You've been to Brazil? I didn't know about you.
Yes, cool. Sir. Spent a week in Sao Paulo, Manaus, Rio Branco, and some other little village that, as we flew into and flew out of, scared the living daylights out of me.
With your OCD, how did you survive at a place that has a lot of, you know, bugs and fish that kill and snakes?
This is exactly what we were talking about with the whole sociopath thing. First of all, when it's a God thing, you put it all aside and you do what you push through it. When it's for a good cause, you just suck it up and you push through it and you do it for the right reasons. But one thing was very interesting. It leads into the subject we're going to talk about today, first world problems.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yes, that is a first world problem. When I was down there, I saw a lot of third world problems.
Yeah.
One of the things that was tremendous is walking down the street and there's kids everywhere, and they ask you for stuff. And, well, I had a pack of gum, and I just started giving gum to the kids. And I was just crowded by all these kids.
And they picked your pocket.
Well, no. The guy that was with me there, he said, all right, he said, listen, here's one of the things that you need to be aware of. He said, that's a great thing to do. He said, but give them half a stick because they're not used to having a lot of stuff. Give them half a stick of gum. It'll go further. He said, if you want to do something nice, make sure you do small things because the big grand things, it's overwhelming. And the friends and the family may turn on these individuals because now they have something nice and they don't, and there's a jealousy thing. He said, you got to be real careful about how you do nice things for people.
You know, the one time that I've been in a situation like that, I found it very disturbing.
Yeah.
It's when we went on our cruise to Cozumel. The area where you get off the boat is lavish.
Yeah.
Shopping malls.
Yes.
Beach clubs.
Yes.
But we wanted to go out and see the Mayan ruins.
Yeah.
About 15 miles away, and you just see, poverty like I had never seen.
Yeah.
And it made it difficult for me to enjoy my time there. You're thinking that, you know, I'm having this Coke and laying out on the beach, and someone wants to come over and give me a massage and all that. And yet, five minutes away, there's someone that doesn't have enough food to eat and lives in a hut that's made of newspaper.
We had a 6-hour layover in Brasilia, the capital city. And so we took a tour through it. We took a bus tour through the city. Fascinating architecture. The city is laid out like an airplane. It's so cool. And yet on the drive to the presidential palace, we went through the slums. And exactly what you're talking about. People are living in buildings made of corrugated tin, cardboard, and garbage. And so it was really brutal. All right, so the first world problems that we face here in contrast to that. Now, and I start that by saying this. Again, it was brutally hot. So in the hotel room, fortunately, we had a hotel that had air conditioning. We counted ourselves very lucky. Well, I'm used to, you go to a hotel, you crank the air conditioning down to subarctic, you huddle up under the blankets, and it's fantastic. It's perfect. Right? So I get to the hotel, we're checking in, I turn the air conditioning down to subarctic, we go to dinner, and when we come back, it's freezing in the room. So I go outside and I find one of the maids or the housekeepers. I said, can I get some blankets? And she looked at me like, what the heck is wrong with you? She goes, why? And I don't speak Portuguese, she didn't speak much English, so this is the community. Why? I said, well, it's very cold in our room, I'd like some blankets. She goes, open the window, turn off the air conditioner. I'm like, yeah, that's my American showing through. I'm sorry. I'm going to go.
The ugly American, yes.
I am so sorry. I'm going to go hide now. Uh-huh. I'm very ashamed of myself.
Right. Goes home to her friend. Won't believe what Americans said at hotel today.
It's 900 degrees outside, and this idiot's telling me it's too cold in his room and he wants a blanket. I'm going to spit in his juice in the morning. All right, so here we go. Here are the top 10 first world problems. It's cold. It's hot outside, but freezing inside because of the air conditioning.
Yeah.
That's number one. Mm. My personal trainer is on vacation, so I have to work out alone. My wallet is too thick from all the cash and credit cards that are in it. Number four, my dishwasher takes too long to load and unload. I hate unloading the dishwasher. I hate it with a passion.
So the dishwasher is just an extension of the cupboards.
You would rather wash the dishes by hand?
No, I'd rather have somebody else do it.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter with you?
Well, you have a daughter.
The clean dishes stay there in the dishwasher till you need one. Then you open the dishwasher and take one out.
Yes. My headphone cord always gets tangled up in my bag.
This is a huge problem.
This is my cleaning lady took the day off. Woman! Number seven, I'm upset because someone is wearing the same outfit as I am. Really? Oh, my gosh. And number eight, we really need another car, but we don't have room in the driveway. Oh, no.
Neighbors are going to be ticked if we leave it on the street night after night.
Listen, this is exactly what happened. We had to put an extension on my mother-in-law's driveway because she has got a little house. And it's a one-car carport and driveway. Mm-hmm. And when we would come over to visit, you're not allowed to park on the street in the neighborhood. So we were parking it.
For visitors?
No.
You're visiting.
The president of the Homeowners Association, or HOA, as I like to refer to him, left a nasty note on my car saying, you are not allowed to park on the street. I'm here for 2 hours visiting my mother-in-law for dinner on a Sunday afternoon. No, you're not allowed. We literally poured a side parking on her driveway so that we could not park on her grass and not park in the street.
I would never want to live in a homeowner community like that.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not even going to go into how much it costs to get that done so that the moron at the Homeowners Association, or as I put it, HOA, would have her. All right, so number eight, we need another car. I don't have time. Number nine, I don't have fresh batteries for the remote, so I have to change the channels by hand. And number 10, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. I updated my cell phone and lost all my contacts. These are the things that we complain about on Facebook.
I have a first world problem, and it pertains to my cell phone.
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Would you like to go first and share with
the
group?
Share.
Well, I got a new phone on Friday.
Is it the 5S?
It's the 4S.
4S?
I didn't want to spend the extra $100 for the 5S.
Oh, you are such a weenie. Oh, you got to be kidding. Okay, never mind.
But now
First world problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all my apps put back on here, and the thing is telling me that it won't accept my Apple password or my ID. I even changed it a couple of times, and it still won't take.
Well, that's your problem.
It doesn't view me as legitimate anymore.
First world problem
yes,
from
indeed.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I put my phone through the washing machine.
All right.
Bag of rice.
Many people say bag of rice will work. We've done that.
Yeah.
Not for my phone.
Going through the wash, that's pretty intense. You drop it and you pull it out real quick.
No, we didn't do that. We had a 10 or 15 minute period of where is the phone? Where could the phone be? Maybe it's in the pants that I just put into the washing machine.
And it was.
And sure enough, there it was. So I go to the cell phone store. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
There's 8 or 9 other people. 2 or 3 other people in the store did exactly the same
thing.
But apparently on the weekends, when people are going in, they're either there to pay a past due phone bill, or they've somehow done damage to their phone.
That's hilarious. I'm waiting for the 5S to come out, and then I'm upgrading. WSAU, we'll be right back.
I'll eat like a big bowl of pho and follow it up with sugar-free Red Bull because I don't care about myself. For those of you, if you don't know what pho is, it's a Vietnamese soup that answers the question, what happens when a former child soldier pours hot rainwater over fish nightmares? It's delicious and I can't stop eating it. That's what happens. And for those of you that know what it is, you think I'm saying it wrong. It's spelled P-H-O, and people are like, it's pronounced pho, and they get all upset. It's pronounced pho. I don't care. I'm already eating it. What more do you want from me? I'm guaranteeing there's nobody in Saigon right now going, it's pronounced meatball sandwich. Don't be culturally insensitive. So I'm going to continue to support the Vietnamese community by eating pho all the time instead of just correcting people's pronunciation of it.
Thank you. for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.